Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I'm the college pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I want to say thank you for joining us here. Throughout our Into the Wild series, we have said that the big idea for the whole series is that God moves his people from bondage to freedom. I really like how our campus pastor at Delaware said this, that it's a physical representation of a spiritual reality. And so when we read the Exodus and we see God telling Moses that I want to draw my people out, I want to rescue them, I've heard their cries, I want to bring them to the promised land, and I'm gonna take them out of bondage and take them to their freedom, it should remind us of the spiritual reality that we have been saved, that God has heard our cry and he has rescued us from our bondage to sin, and he has set us free in Christ to pursue Christ and become more and more like Christ. And so just a great reminder when we read in the Exodus account. A week ago, we read in Exodus 32 about some horrific things that were happening where Moses was with God on the mountaintop and the people grow impatient there at the bottom of the mountain, at the foot of the mountain. And so they create an idol, have a feast to the idol, dancing around the idol. And when Moses returns, he breaks the stone tablets that God had written his commandments on with his finger, just as a symbol of their breaking the commandment, the breaking the word of the Lord. And so what we saw in Exodus 33 was Moses interceding on their behalf, like going before the Lord as their representative to plead with the Lord not to consume them, not to wipe them out, but to show his steadfast love towards them and to be their God, that they are marked by him and being his inheritance. And so Moses pleads with the Lord, and the Lord at first says, at the end of Exodus 32, he said, I'm going to send out an angel before you, and we're going to drive out all of the people of that land, and you will have everything that you want. But the catch was, you can have everything, but you don't get me, lest I consume you, is what the text said. And so when Moses hears that, and when the people hear that, they cry out and say, no, we want no part of that. And so it's just a reminder for us that how would we react if God said, I will give you the very desire of your heart, the thing that you long for most. I will lay it all before you. I will fulfill all of those things. But the deal is, you don't get me. That is a horrible deal. And what we said was, you know, that if you have everything, but you don't have the Lord, then you have nothing. That he is our greatest treasure, that our relationship with him, that he has reconciled us to himself, that is the greatest delight and the greatest treasure that we have. And so anything else pales in comparison. And so I would challenge you, encourage you this week, just to examine your own hearts. I mean, what is that thing that you long for most? And if the Lord said, hey, you get this, but you don't get me. And you can do some heart and some soul searching there, because if that thing that you long for more is more of a delight and more of a treasure than the Lord, you would choose that. You would say, yeah, I'll take everything else. All the things that I want, I would take that over having a relationship with the Lord. Well, then there's some work that needs to be done in your heart. It's definitely a tug and definitely a pull to have those things. But those of us who are in Christ and we love him and pursue him, he is our greatest treasure. And so I pray that the longing of your heart would be to know and to pursue the Lord, and that you would always take him over the things of this earth. And so again, we were reminded that God's presence was the whole point of all of this. We see a relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden. And then throughout the Old Testament, we see God creating ways for his people, for him to be with his people through the sacrificial system and meeting with Moses and leading his people through the wilderness and through the tabernacle and just all of these things that God is doing to be with his people. And then after years and years of silence, we have Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus Christ comes as a physical representation of the Father, the perfect representation of the Father. And he told his disciples, you asked to see the Father, but you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And so just a reminder that God being with us has always been the point. And Jesus said, I am sending my Spirit to be with you. And so now those of us who are in Christ, we carry the Spirit of Christ everywhere that we go. And so what was broken in the garden has been repaired because of Jesus Christ, and we have been sealed with his Spirit, that God is with us. And Jesus himself said at the end of Matthew 28 that I am with you always to the very end of the age, and we praise him for that. And so I pray that we would do some searching on our own as far as the things of this earth, that we would see them as very, very dim in comparison to the light of God's mercy and grace and His character and being with Him, that we would always choose the presence of God, and that we would also thank Him for His presence in our lives, guiding and leading and directing us by the Holy Spirit. So what I'd like to do now is pray with you just for a few moments here, and then afterwards we're going to give you some time to pray on your own. So let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for examples where we see in the Old Testament, we see things that are pointing us to and directing us and directing our hearts and minds to Jesus Christ, that Jesus is a greater Moses, that He is a mediator, and He's mediating on our behalf and pleading for his bride, His church. And so we thank You for that. We thank You for a reconciled relationship, that You have sealed us with Your presence, that the Holy Spirit is inside us and dwells within us and leads us to know You more fully and always guides and directs us and puts a spotlight on Jesus. I pray that we would be listening and in tune with that, and that as we read the scriptures, that You would wake up and open our minds to what You would have us to see about the character and nature of Christ. Because when we see Him, we have seen You. Help us, Father, because there's things that we desire and there's things that we long for and things that we love. I pray that they would go strangely dim in the light of Your mercy and grace. I pray that we would do some soul searching, and help us. Help us to seek out those things that do tug at our hearts, and that we would see them as just paling in comparison to You, and that we would yearn and long for You and Your presence. And that we wouldn't take the deal, just like the Israelites didn't take the deal, that we would say no to having everything but not having You. We would say yes, we want You, we desperately need You. Help us, Father, to do that and to see that in our own lives. Help us as we go. I pray that we would be reminded that we carry Your presence with us into our workplaces, into our neighborhoods, and that we have been sealed with a promise that You will be with us always to the very end of the age. And reminded of what Jesus said, that we will do greater things because He is sending His Spirit out, that we can go into all of the world, that we're not bound by just one location, but His Spirit goes where we go, and we are filled with His Spirit pointing and directing us to Christ, to become more and more like Him. We thank You for the relationship that we have with You, that we have been reconciled back to You. We ask all of these things in the name of Christ. Amen. And so for just a moment, if you would, spend some time in prayer, and then we'll be back to wrap this up. Thanks again for checking out the LifePoint Drivecast. Be reminded that we love you, but not nearly as much as God does. Have a great week.